Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
J.D. Vance speaks tonight, Lee.
Yep.
Let me tell you what. This is what this means, okay? Mike Gallagher and I were just talking about this. An absolute rebuke for South Carolina. Sent to the back of the row. But not just a rebuke for our delegates after obviously a platform fight over the language, where leadership from South Carolina really wanted to keep more conservative language in. They were right about that. They weren't wrong about it. And I get that. But also, nobody's talking about the size of the rebuke for Lindsey Graham that this is. Because, and Tucker Carlson tweeted about this. There was a lot of tweeting about this. Lindsey Graham lobbied hard against J.D. Vance. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't even have to be in the room. I know why. Because J.D. Vance not only voted against Ukraine funding, he led the fight against it in the Senate. And it was powerful that he did because he's a former service member who joined the Marines after 9/11 and then realized a lot of our never war, our forever wars are really, really, really bad news for the country and for our ability to defeat the enemy, just overall. And so he didn't want to fund the Ukraine war. Okay, in the swamp, the mark of a deep state affiliated creature is you're for funding for Ukraine. You ask no questions about where the money is going. You do not care that it's impossible to know where the money is going. You don't care that the inspector general thinks a lot of it is being lost through fraud and maybe even some of it used for crime. You don't care about any of it. You ask no questions. You approve the funding. And you don't acquiesce to any kind of demand that we even keep track of where it's going, okay? That's the mark of a swamp creature. J.D. Vance has fought all of that tooth and nail. And to learn that Lindsey Graham fought viciously up until the last moment against Vance means two things, and they are good for the country. Number one, that the deep state lost. Number two, Lindsey Graham's lost his influence. Trump doesn't need him anymore. And I'm going to tell you why Trump doesn't need him anymore. Trump is politically rich now. What does that mean? Well, thanks to the deep state and Joe Biden fake convicting him 34 times, 34 felonies, convictions, and the rage that came from that. I don't know if anybody's watched Trump's bank account. Over $500 million is rolled in now. That rage continues, and people are taking out their anger, and the only way they can right now, because they can't go to the voting booth yet, which is to write a check. Trump is free. He doesn't need their money anymore. So he has the luxury now of picking the model to lead the future of the Republican Party that fits his agenda, his ideology, and his views. And remember, Lee, one of the biggest criticisms when Trump first came down the elevator and he went after them, and he went after them hard, and we'd never heard this before, okay? Who did he go after? He went after George W. Bush. He went after the deep state. He went after the never-ending wars and how they were breaking us financially, but not accomplishing anything militarily. And the waste of lives and the injuries and the money. I mean, just it made no sense. And it was war for profit, as I explain a lot of the time here. And Trump demonstrated to the whore of Defense Department, the deep state, the bureaucrats, we don't need a 20-year war with Iran after which we surrender. We'll just go ahead and assassinate their leaders. They'll do what we want. And it worked. You know how cheap that is?
Yeah, that's...
You don't need the military-industrial complex for that. By that, I mean you don't need this massive web of people who retire from the military and then come back as contractors, and we send them in. I mean, we've got medevac contractors. You know what a disaster it is when nobody gets catastrophically injured? They don't make any money. Well, how can we keep them from getting catastrophically injured? We have the technology now, Lee, that we don't have to injure our young men and women. We can just do what Donald Trump did next to Pompeo. You just show the ISIS leaders, you show the Taliban leaders a picture of their home where their family lives and say, you hurt a hair on the head of our military people, we will take you out at home. You know how cheap that is? Nobody gets rich. There's no political donations to the contractor class. This is a disaster. And Lindsey Graham, for a long time, has been one of the top recipients of this money. And he just found himself locked out in the cold. They picked Vance. What this says to the deep state, the Pentagon, and all them, we're not doing forever war anymore. This, the deep state just lost. Lindsey Graham lost his power. Nobody's listening to Lindsey Graham anymore. Lindsey Graham didn't make this appointment. I fully thought that Trump, you know, as he had in the past, so past is always prelude, would pick one of the country club deep state warmongers. So it would be, you know, somebody from the country club set, that 20% that went for Nikki Haley, and they all float into office on rafts of contractor money, right? He didn't. This is a, this pick of Vance should have the deep state terrified. It is a total, total rebuke of them. Remember who J.D. Vance is, Lee, okay? Because this is a defining incident. And then I want, you give me your feedback on this. Because it was an obscure incident, but it said everything. The Ukrainian government, the intelligence wing, had issued a bounty. A bounty for the assassination of Elon Musk. Assassination, mind you. The assassination of Tucker Carlson. And then when there was no response from our government, the assassination of Jack Posobiec, probably the most effective critic of Zelensky government. I mean, you know, I'm not into China or North Korea, but they don't have that. They don't have open public bounties on our pundits and industrialists. And one person in the Senate, Lee, one person cared about the attempted potential murder of our pundit class, about the fact that the Ukrainian government's intelligence wing thought it was entitled to murder conservatives with whom it disagreed using our money. Nobody else in the political class said a thing, including Nikki Haley, including Lindsey Graham, including Tim Scott. But J.D. Vance wrote an article outraged that this government that we are pumping money into would have the audacity to put a bounty out on the heads of Americans. Only J.D. Vance. Nobody else had a thing to say. When an American journalist was picked up, tortured, jailed, then released for reporting negatively and truthfully on the Zelensky regime, he made a run for the border. He said on video, his last video, if anybody catches me, they will kill me this time. The Ukrainian government will kill me this time. He's a U.S. citizen. He didn't make the border. They killed him. I bet you didn't even know that. There was one person pissed off about that in the Senate. That was J.D. Vance. Let me tell you what. The Ukrainian government does not feel comfortable assassinating Americans with whom it disagrees unless it's got the support, the tacit support, by saying nothing, of our Senate, of deep staters like Lindsey Graham, of those who say nothing, like Tim Scott, like Nikki Haley. And this is Trump saying, I don't need you people anymore. I got $500 million. I'm free. I'm going to pick who I like ideologically. That's who Vance is. I may not agree with him on anything, everything. I expect to be mad at him about something. It's going to happen. But understand this, okay? When you start off free, and if you know how I analyze things here. I look at one thing. I only care about one thing when you're coming into office. Who's paying you? Who owns you? Who owns you? They don't own J.D. Vance. They don't own him. He's free. And they don't own Trump anymore. And that's why Lindsey Graham was sent packing. That is why the South Carolina delegation has the worst seats. We are persona non grata. Why? Because everybody in that delegation got their how. The same way, God bless him, but the same way that Tim Scott got there, Nikki Haley got there, and everybody who was elected statewide got there. The Lindsey Graham machine. So Lindsey has been on Trump's shoulder. Lindsey comes to the rallies. South Carolinians boo him. They don't like him. Guess what? This is Trump kicking Lindsey the curb. Remember when Trump fired his chief of staff, who was Paul Ryan's best friend, and they just shoved him out the side of the limo on the side of the street when he got fired? Remember that? That's what just happened to Lindsey Graham. That's what this J.D. Vance pick means. Lindsey lobbied hard, and he got nowhere. And if you want to know that what I'm seeing is correct and the deep state is done in terms of any ability to do anything to Trump, like have an influence as they have, he's had terrible picks in the past. Part of that has been Lindsey sitting on his shoulder and going, well, you can pick a good person for the country like J.D. Vance, but I'm going to block, you know, Mitch McConnell's going to block him in the Senate. Listen to this, okay? This is proof positive. They are on the run. This is Yuval Noah Harari of the World Economic Forum. He's the chief advisor to Klaus Schwab, who has now stepped down, right? And listen to him saying that this globalist, terrible globalist government is done if Trump gets elected. Well, that's the deep state. That's the foreign wars. That's the Ukraine corruption. Take a listen.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again? Sure.
I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
Are you concerned?
They're done. That's what this pick means. This is Trump's F you. This is this. I mean, and the deep state knows this. They know what this means. You don't just pick a guy who voted against Ukraine funding. You pick the guy who led the fight against Ukraine funding. Okay. This is going to be a very interesting administration if Trump can live long enough to be elected.
Yeah.
We've got some news on that front coming up, Lee. I'm sorry. I went on a big tirade. Do you want to get your comment on Vance speaking tonight? What do you think about him?
I'm interested to see what he's got to say. And once again, this is not to diminish anything, but who the vice president is not that critical. It is what the president is able to get done through Congress and through his executive actions that's going to be the difference maker here. And I think it's interesting. And I do think that his opposition to Ukraine funding is, I think, an example of what Washington was talking about the danger of foreign entanglements. I think that he's Washington-esque in that respect.
And you and I we disagree on that. I think normally you're absolutely right. Veep isn't that important. But Trump has said repeatedly, look, he's the one who's you're going to have to elect next. He's the one who's going to get this done because it's going to take 8 years.
I think you misunderstood what right. I'm saying. I agree with you. You're absolutely right. I do think that what you're saying about nomination is critical. That's important.
Yeah.
The actual person and what happens after the election, I think, is less important than the direction that you're talking about and the emancipation, basically, of Donald Trump from the deep state.
Yes. Yes. We agree on that. Absolutely. Okay. I can't wait to hear from J.D. Vance. I don't expect to agree with it at all. But I know this. Anybody who'd stand up to Ukraine like that and fight the funding, he's not deep state.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, yesterday at the RNC was Make America Safe Day. We heard from a virtual parade of victims. Victims whose family members would not be dead, would be with them. If Joe Biden hadn't been elected... And if the Democrats had not come to power. One of them, gave the most powerful speech, I thought. She's Madeleine Brame, mother of a slain U.S. Army vet who survived tours in Afghanistan, but could not survive a walk down the streets of Democrat-controlled New York, a blue post-American territory. Here's her convention speech. What made it so powerful to me is she's a former Democrat till her eyes were opened. Take a listen.
My son, Sergeant Hassan Correa, an Afghanistan war retired veteran. He received enemy fire from the Taliban, only to be murdered with a knife on the streets of New York City. The four assailants responsible for his death initially were facing justice, but that changed when District Attorney Alvin Bragg was elected. Suddenly, two of the homicidal maniacs responsible for my son's death had their gang assault and murder charges completely dismissed. One of them received 14 months time served. Alvin Bragg charged her with assault with a shoot. And another one was sentenced to 7 years. I later learned that Alvin Bragg often dismisses and reduces dangerous criminals. He wants to clear the jails and return violent felonies onto our streets every day. The injustice was devastating for me and my family. I don't want anyone else to experience the senseless pain that many other victims across this United States of America have to live with every day. So I decided to use the voice that God gave me to be the voice for the voiceless across America. We need populists.
Tell it, sister.
Turn our great country and cities into war zones. Poor and neglected communities like mine are suffering. And who else in here is sick and tired of being sick and tired? The Democratic Party that poor minorities have been loyal to for decades, including myself, all right? They betrayed us. They stabbed us in the back. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who claim to represent us, have abandoned us. They neglected the poor minority communities across America. But mine eyes have been opened. Just like.
Love it. Okay, next segment, must hear radio. Do not miss the next segment. I'm going to explain this whole Iran attempts to assassinate Trump story. And I'm going to drop a bomb on you about this attempted assassination. There's new information out this morning. Folks, the local reporters there on the grounds in Philly are breaking story after story after story that the mainstream media just can't seem to get. Weird, right? Wait till you hear what came out overnight about the Trump assassination. I got to warn you, it's going to make you mad. It's going to leave you with a lot of questions. Next. Outrage. Outrage this morning. More reporting by local reporters. Seem to be the only ones who get to the bottom of this Trump assassination. On the ground in Pennsylvania, and boy, there's no words for this, folks. There's just no words. A local publication called Beaver Countyan, out of Beaver County, was able to secure interviews with one of the three counter snipers. Wait, so there were other snipers? Uh-huh. In the building. You know the one. Where from the roof, the assassin almost killed Donald Trump and did kill another man. There were three counter snipers stationed underneath the same roof where the assailant blew off part of President Trump's right ear. But it gets worse. It gets worse. The three saw the assassin. They photographed him. Wait, what? They photographed him. They reported him to the Secret Service. Wait, what? Secret Service had snipers inside the building the assassin used. They took pictures of him. They watched him pull out a rangefinder to get his exact distance from Trump. What is a rangefinder? It's a device used to measure distances to remote objects. People who golf use them. Who else uses them, according to Wikipedia? Shooters, such as in naval gunnery and anti-aircraft artillery. So the Secret Service has snipers inside the building. They watch him pull out a rangefinder to get his exact distance to Trump. He's measuring his shot in front of snipers. That's when they radioed the Secret Service command about the assassin. Oh, but that was only the beginning. One of the snipers saw him looking up at the roof, observing the building. Then he disappeared. Then Crooks came back, sat down, was looking on his phone, and at one point, one of the snipers took a picture of it. He takes out the rangefinder, and the sniper radioed the command post again. Hey, you know, you look like what's got an assassin here. We're going to do anything about this. Crooks disappeared again, then came back a third time with a backpack. The snipers called in to the Secret Service again with information that he had a backpack and was walking toward the back of the building. This, you can't explain this, folks. You can't explain it. But the head of the Secret Service tried. See, she didn't want to send the snipers up on the roof because it was dangerous. It was too slopey.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
Huh? Everybody on X pointing out the slope on the roof where the Secret Service snipers were allowed to go, the ones who ultimately would shoot the shooter, the slope on that roof was far more severe than the slope on the roof the shooter shot from. In fact, I've retweeted this morning a picture of the shooter's dead body laying on the roof with law enforcement standing over him on the roof. That was too sloped to do anything about. So let me get it straight. They know that the Iranians have a plan to assassinate Trump, but they say it's too dangerous to stop the assassination of former president of the United States of America because slope of the roof? Something else going on here. But then I don't have to tell you that, do I? You know. I know. Corey Mills knows too. He's an actual sniper and the Republican congressman from District 7, Florida. He went on CNN. Listen to the CNN host try to shut him up here as he says what everyone in America is thinking.
I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and mm-hmm. Afghanistan, etc. The amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
But wait, talk to me about that. What do you mean intentional?
You know,
you mean an intentional failure on the part of?
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I kind of just, I sit here and I scratch my head. You don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the person.
I'm telling you, because that's what it's leaning toward.
No, I know. And that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so?
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's not that, I mean, you, Corey Mills, member of Congress, former sniper, you saying it, I mean, it makes my eyebrows go up. What?
Representative Mills goes on to explain to CNN, well, you know, when you're in the military like me, you have to consider all the angles, all the possibilities, even this one.
When you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they are trying to approach him, look, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you. Now we're attempting to kill you and take
you. Whoa. So you, let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member, one of the things as a person who's running the special operations committees before, one of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
And tell us, Representative Mills, what is the one of the potential possibilities here?
Donald Trump and his team have said,
I agree.
Dial it back. Not blame this on Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden, to be completely
clear. Who's the they, then? Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigation is, too. Was it local law enforcement that had made the mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is.
Uh-huh. So let me get this straight. Couldn't put the snipers on the roof because it had a 15% slope, looks like. But can put snipers on another roof with a much steeper slope. Uh-huh. Blames local law enforcement, but then says that she couldn't put them on the roof. So whose fault is it? Then local law enforcement calls, photographs again and again and again and again over half an hour. Oh, look, he's got a rangefinder. Seems to be setting up a shot there. Look, he's got a backpack. Oh, he's got a gun. Oh, he's... Oh, and by the way, folks, here's the crazy part. That's just the snipers, okay? Remember, other law enforcement that was wandering around the site is also calling the Secret Service reporting, hey, there's a guy with a gun right next to our security scanners. Another law enforcement called and told Secret Service, there's a guy, he's jumping rooftop to rooftop to rooftop. They got at least 5 calls by those counts about him. Nothing happened. That was a decision. That was a deliberate decision. Who made it? Folks, Trump says he's doing another rally. I am scared to death for the country. He better have some other security because you can't trust these people. You can't trust these people. I'm going to tell you why next. So Iran is apparently planning to assassinate Donald Trump. There's a plot. Donald Trump Jr. pointing out something. How strange it is that Iran has no plan to assassinate Joe Biden. Not even interested. He says that's the best endorsement ever. Take a listen.
I think it's sort of a great endorsement. Like when people like Iran want to take you out, that probably means it's good for America, bad for Iran. That may be the greatest political endorsement ever. But when that happens, you know, their capabilities are so much more than, you know, a kid with a rifle.
Yeah. Okay, I got to break this Iran thing down. Our side is not reporting this correctly, okay? They're repeating the talking points of the Secret Service in Department of Homeland and on security, where they're saying, well, you know, we learned about this Iran plot a few weeks ago, and so we just tightened security. Well, if you listen to the last segment, you can see they actually untightened security. They really untightened security to the point where Texture writes, if they made a Hollywood movie out of this, it would be a comedy. A comedy in which the Secret Service is told no less than 5 times about this assassin and nothing happens. They just yawn, I guess. I don't know. Nobody knows. A comedy in which the head of the Secret Service says, well, you know, the roof was kind of slopey. We do know Iran wants to kill Trump, but, you know, what if somebody were to fall? And doesn't get fired? Sums up, y'all. But about Iran. See, there's so much more to the story of Iran, and I would encourage those of you who listen to this show for show prep to do your show prep on Iran today. This story is much, much bigger. Iran has been trying to assassinate Trump and those around Trump since at least 2021. That was the first wave of assassins. There, one of them actually put $1 million bounty on Pompeo's head. The Iranian National Guard sent them. We actually caught that guy. He was trying to assassinate Pompeo and John Bolton, who was then Trump's security advisor. Okay, he's in the Department of Justice is prosecuting them right now, okay? Then in March, the FBI put out a bone-chilling warning everyone seems to have forgotten. I'll tell you what it is on the other side and make this whole Iran angle on the assassination make sense.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Outrage. Outrage this morning. More reporting by local reporters. Seem to be the only ones who get to the bottom of this Trump assassination. On the ground in Pennsylvania, and boy, there's no words for this, folks. There's just no words. A local publication called Beaver Countyan, out of Beaver County, was able to secure interviews with one of the three counter snipers. Wait, so there were other snipers? Uh-huh. In the building. You know the one where from the roof, the assassin almost killed Donald Trump and did kill another man. There were three counter snipers stationed underneath the same roof where the assailant blew off part of President Trump's right ear. But it gets worse. It gets worse. The three saw the assassin. They photographed him. Wait, what? They photographed him. They reported him to the Secret Service. Wait, what? Secret Service had snipers inside the building the assassin used. They took pictures of him. They watched him pull out a rangefinder to get his exact distance from Trump. What is a rangefinder? It's a device used to measure distances to remote objects. People who golf use them. Who else uses them, according to Wikipedia? Shooters, such as in naval gunnery and anti-aircraft artillery. So the Secret Service has snipers inside the building. They watch him pull out a rangefinder to get his exact distance to Trump. He's measuring his shot in front of snipers. That's when they radioed the Secret Service command about the assassin. Oh, but that was only the beginning. One of the snipers saw him looking up at the roof, observing the building. Then he disappeared. Then Crooks came back, sat down, was looking on his phone, and at one point, one of the snipers took a picture of it. He takes out the rangefinder, and the sniper radioed the command post again. Hey, you know, you look like what's got an assassin here. We're going to do anything about this. Crooks disappeared again, then came back a third time with a backpack. The snipers called in to the Secret Service again with information that he had a backpack and was walking toward the back of the building. This, you can't explain this, folks. You can't explain it. But the head of the Secret Service tried. See, she didn't want to send the snipers up on the roof because it was dangerous. It was too slopey.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
Huh? Everybody on X pointing out the slope on the roof where the Secret Service snipers were allowed to go, the ones who ultimately would shoot the shooter, the slope on that roof was far more severe than the slope on the roof the shooter shot from. In fact, I've retweeted this morning a picture of the shooter's dead body laying on the roof with law enforcement standing over him on the roof. That was too sloped to do anything about. So let me get it straight. They know that the Iranians have a plan to assassinate Trump, but they say it's too dangerous to stop the assassination of former President of the United States of America because slope of the roof? Something else going on here. But then I don't have to tell you that, do I? You know. I know. Corey Mills knows, too. He's an actual sniper. And the Republican congressman from District 7, Florida. He went on CNN. Listen to the CNN host try to shut him up here as he says what everyone in America is thinking.
I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. The amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
But wait, talk to me about that. What do you mean intentional?
You know,
you mean an intentional failure on the part of?
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I kind of just, you know, I sit here and I scratch my head. You don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the person.
I'm telling you, because that's what it's leaning toward.
No, I know. And that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so?
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's not that, I mean, you, Corey Mills, member of Congress, former sniper, you saying it, I mean, it makes my eyebrows go up. What?
Representative Mills goes on to explain to CNN, well, you know, when you're in the military like me, you have to consider all the angles, all the possibilities, even this one.
When you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, you know, for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they are trying to approach him, like, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you. Now we're attempting to kill you and take
whoa. You, let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member, one of the things as a person who's running the special operations committees before, one of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
And tell us, Representative Mills, what is one of the potential possibilities here?
Donald Trump and his team have said,
No, I agree.
Dial it back. But do not blame this on Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden, to be completely
clear. Who's the they, then? Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigation is, too. Was it local law enforcement that had made the mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is.
Uh-huh. So let me get this straight. Couldn't put the snipers on the roof because it had a 15% slope, looks like. But can put snipers on another roof with a much steeper slope. Uh-huh. Blames local law enforcement, but then says that she couldn't put them on the roof. So whose fault is it? Then local law enforcement calls, photographs again and again and again and again over half an hour. Oh, look, he's got a range finder. Seems to be setting up a shot there. Look, he's got a backpack. Oh, he's got a gun. Oh, and by the way, folks, here's the crazy part. That's just the snipers, okay? Remember, other law enforcement that was wandering around the site is also calling the Secret Service reporting, hey, there's a guy with a gun right next to our security scanners. Another law enforcement called and told Secret Service, there's a guy, he's jumping rooftop to rooftop to rooftop. They got at least five calls by those counts about him. Nothing happened. That was a decision. That was a deliberate decision. Who made it? Folks, Trump says he's doing another rally. I am scared to death for the country. He better have some other security because you can't trust these people. You can't trust these people. I'm going to tell you why next. So Iran is apparently planning to assassinate Donald Trump. There's a plot. Donald Trump Jr. pointing out something. How strange it is that Iran has no plan to assassinate Joe Biden. Not even interested. He says that's the best endorsement ever. Take a listen.
I think it's sort of a great endorsement. Like when people like Iran want to take you out, that probably means it's good for America, bad for Iran. That may be the greatest political endorsement ever. But when that happens, you know, their capabilities are so much more than, you know, a kid with a rifle.
Yeah. Okay, I got to break this Iran thing down. Our side is not reporting this correctly, okay? They're repeating the talking points of the Secret Service and Department of Homeland and on security, where they're saying, well, you know, we learned about this Iran plot a few weeks ago, and so we just tightened security. Well, if you listen to the last segment, you can see they actually untightened security. They really untightened security to the point where Texture writes, if they made a Hollywood movie out of this, it would be a comedy. A comedy in which the Secret Service is told no less than five times about this assassin and nothing happens. They just yawn, I guess. I don't know. Nobody knows. A comedy in which the head of the Secret Service says, well, you know, the roof was kind of slopey. We do know Iran wants to kill Trump, but, you know, what if somebody were to fall? And doesn't get fired? Sums up, y'all. But about Iran. See, there's so much more to the story of Iran, and I would encourage those of you who listen to this show for show prep to do your show prep on Iran today. This story is much, much bigger. Iran has been trying to assassinate Trump and those around Trump since at least 2021. That was the first wave of assassins. One of them actually put $1 million bounty on Pompeo's head. The Iranian National Guard sent them. We actually caught that guy. He was trying to assassinate Pompeo and John Bolton, who was then Trump's security advisor. Okay, he's in the Department of Justice is prosecuting them right now, okay? Then in March, the FBI put out a bone-chilling warning everyone seems to have forgotten. I'll tell you what it is on the other side and make this whole Iran angle on the assassination make sense. So Iran is apparently planning to assassinate Donald Trump. There's a plot. Donald Trump Jr. pointing out something. How strange it is that Iran has no plan to assassinate Joe Biden. Not even interested. He says that's the best endorsement ever. Take a listen.
I think it's sort of a great endorsement. Like when people like Iran want to take you out, that probably means it's good for America, bad for Iran. That may be the greatest political endorsement ever. But when that happens, you know, their capabilities are so much more than, you know, a kid with a rifle.
Yeah. Okay, I got to break this Iran thing down. Our side is not reporting this correctly, okay? They're repeating the talking points of the Secret Service and Department of Homeland and on security, where they're saying, well, you know, we learned about this Iran plot a few weeks ago, and so we just tightened security. Well, if you listen to the last segment, you can see they actually untightened security. They really untightened security to the point where Texture writes, if they made a Hollywood movie out of this, it would be a comedy. A comedy in which the Secret Service is told no less than five times about this assassin and nothing happens. They just yawn, I guess. I don't know. Nobody knows. A comedy in which the head of the Secret Service says, well, you know, the roof was kind of slopey. We do know Iran wants to kill Trump, but, you know, what if somebody were to fall? And doesn't get fired? Sums up, y'all. But about Iran. See, there's so much more to the story of Iran, and I would encourage those of you who listen to this show for show prep to do your show prep on Iran today. This story is much, much bigger. Iran has been trying to assassinate Trump and those around Trump since at least 2021. That was the first wave of assassins. One of them actually put $1 million bounty on Pompeo's head. The Iranian National Guard sent them. We actually caught that guy. he was trying to assassinate Pompeo and John Bolton, who was then Trump's security advisor. Okay, he's in the Department of Justice is prosecuting them right now, okay? Then in March, the FBI put out a bone-chilling warning everyone seems to have forgotten. I'll tell you what it is on the other side and make this whole Iran angle on the assassination make sense.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.